Good morning, and welcome to Simply Economics from Mexico. It's Monday, April 29th. On today's show, Mexico is set to surpass Russia's GDP for the first time since 2005. The government has also formalized the transfer of the trust fund administered by the social movements to the Ministry of Economy. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We start off with some significant economic news. Mexico is on track to overtake Russia and become the 11th largest economy in the world next year, according to new projections from the International Monetary Fund. The IMF released its latest outlook on the size of global economies as part of its spring meetings. Here with more details is our economics correspondent. So how has Mexico's position in the global economic rankings changed in recent years?
Mexico has made significant strides in the IMF's rankings over the past couple years, moving up from the 15th largest economy to the 12th largest currently. In that ascent, Mexico has surpassed Spain, South Korea, and Australia. The IMF makes these comparisons by converting each country's gross domestic product into a common currency, the U.S. dollar. Based on those dollar-denominated GDP figures, the IMF is now forecasting that Mexico's economy will be worth $2.13 trillion in 2024, while Russia's will be slightly smaller at $2.09 trillion.
That would put Mexico just one spot away from breaking into the top 10 largest economies. What factors have enabled Mexico's economy to grow faster than other nations in recent years?
A few key factors have contributed to Mexico's relative economic outperformance. First, Mexico has benefited from its close trade ties with the United States, its largest export market. As the U.S. economy has recovered from the pandemic, demand for Mexican-made goods has increased. Mexico has also attracted substantial foreign direct investment in recent years, especially in its manufacturing sector, which has boosted productive capacity. At the same time, Mexico's domestic consumer market continues to expand thanks to a growing middle class and relatively young population.
But Mexico still faces some economic challenges and risks going forward, right? It's not all smooth sailing.
Absolutely. Mexico's economy is far from problem-free. Like many countries, Mexico is grappling with high inflation currently, which is putting pressure on household budgets and business costs. The global economic slowdown is also starting to weigh on exports. Poverty and inequality remain stubbornly high in Mexico, and the country is still highly dependent on oil revenue, leaving it exposed to swings in energy prices. So while the IMF's latest projections are certainly encouraging, Mexico will need to continue to address these structural challenges to sustain a healthy economic expansion in the years ahead.
Mexico's economic trajectory will certainly be important to watch, especially as it relates to that competition with Russia for a top 10 spot. Thanks for that update and analysis. Shifting our focus to Argentina, the Socio-Urban Integration Fund, known as FAISU, which was previously administered by social movements, will now operate under the purview of the Ministry of Economy, led by Luis Caputo. This change was made official through Resolution 6-2024. The FISU Executive Committee will consist of the heads of the Undersecretariat of Territorial Development, the Undersecretariat of Socio-Urban Integration, and the State Property Administration Agency. For more on this, we turn to our correspondent in Buenos Aires. Can you provide some background on the FISU and its role?
The Socio-Urban Integration Fund was established in 2019 during the Mauricio Macri administration. Its purpose was to finance socio-urban integration projects for neighborhoods registered in the National Registry of Popular Neighborhoods and to create serviced lots. At the start of the current government's term, the fund was under the Ministry of Human Capital, formerly known as the Ministry of Social Development. Administered by social movements, the fund experienced a significant budget cut in February, with its share of the PAIS tax collection being reduced from 9% to just 0.3%.
This restructuring comes amidst an audit investigating potential irregularities in the handling of the fund's money. What have the findings been so far?
According to official sources, the audit has not uncovered any evident acts of corruption at this point. Since its creation, the FIESU has carried out 1,278 integration works in popular neighborhoods, reaching over 5,000 settlements with housing interventions totaling nearly 500 billion pesos over the past 4 years. However, the audit did raise questions about a large percentage of the works being sidewalks and curbs, and contracts being directed to cooperatives linked to social movements of the UTEP.
So in light of these investigations, the government has decided to establish a new FIESU executive committee chaired by Sebastian Pareja. What can you tell us about Pareja and his role?
Sebastian Pareja, who now heads the Undersecretariat of Socio-Urban Integration, was one of the main organizers of the La Libertad Avanza party in the province of Buenos Aires during the 2023 electoral campaign. He briefly served in the Buenos Aires Senate before assuming his current position within the national executive branch. As chair of the FIESU Executive Committee, Pareja will oversee the fund's operations and decision-making processes.
It will certainly be interesting to see how this restructuring impacts the FIESU's operations and the socio-urban integration projects it supports moving forward. Thank you for your insights on this developing story. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics from Mexico. We'll see you back here tomorrow.